Oh, Craig is here.
Craig is here. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 113, Unlucky for You. I'm your host, Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my diagonal left down by Neil.
Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing on this Saturday afternoon?
It's been interesting.
I guess. So first off, apologies for anybody who tried to tune in on the Friday night and didn't find a podcast. That was my fault. And what happened was I've had a few internet outages recently. And so the internet did go out yesterday, but it also went out the day before. And the day before I phoned them up and said, look, my internet keeps dropping out every now and then. Never used to happen. And he goes, well, I don't really see any outages. It could be your modem. It's like getting a few years old. He says, have you tried doing a factory reset on it? I said, I haven't. How do I do that? He said, put a pin in the back and hold it for until the power goes red or whatever, right? And I was like, okay, noted. I said, I'll do that at some point. Anyway, so Friday rolls around and then the internet drops out again. And I'm like, shh, I'm going to reset the modem. So I factory reset the modem and there's just nothing, no internet at all. No DSL, no sign that there's any DSL link coming in, no sign of internet. So I phone up my provider and they go, yeah, it doesn't look good. We'll put a ticket in with Bell, who's the big conglomerate that owns all the lines and stuff like that. And then we'll try and sort it out. Anyway, I go take my dog for a walk and then I walk past the Bell engineers who are working, the Bell engineers. They're working away. And I said to these guys, I said, oh, are you guys fixing the problem that I'm having with my internet? He goes, yeah.
Are you the Bell engineers?
And they said, yeah, it should be, you know, it's probably what we're fixing now is the problem you've got over in that street. It should be fixed soon. So this was sort of middle of the afternoon and it never came back up again. Like I could see that I had a DSL link through the modem, but no internet. And I thought, well, I'll just wait until it comes back. And it never came back. And I think it was around about sort of an hour after we were supposed to have started the podcast. I just thought something was bugging me. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to phone up my provider just in case. And of course, it turns out what they hadn't bothered to tell me was that when I factory reset the modem, I had to put in a password. So I was ready to go without knowing it, but I just didn't know that I needed the password. He'd left out that crucial bit of what you need to do when you factory reset your modem. So it's sort of my fault, sort of not my fault. Just one of those things, isn't it?
Bell engineers, that's what you expect.
So sorry about that. And then I said, I woke up this morning to Neil. He was on the case first thing this morning, and Neil said, what are we doing about a show? And I just was, it was too early, Neil. I'm not ready for those messages as soon as I see them in the morning. And I just straight away just went,
you should have just waited.
I can't. I got to deal with it. I got to put it, I thought I got to deal with it. So it was like a shut her down straight away. Let's have a week off. But then Neil said, boo. And I felt bad.
Yeah.
And then I had food.
I was like, I'm not saying nothing.
I had food and I went and took the dog for a walk and life was better. And then so we arranged and we're meeting up. So that's my rambling story so far. But yes, thanks to a little bit of a nudge from Neil and Dave. And I want to give a shout out to Arnie as well, because he was supposed to podcast with us last night. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. He was very keen.
Put on a webcam and everything, hadn't he?
He did.
I don't know if it was specially for that. Just happened to be.
I'm
I think
sure
that was just an excuse to use it.
I think he just needed the excuse to buy it. But he'll definitely use it again. So that's anybody else? Anything to add before we get into the intros and shout outs?
Let's get on with it. Eh?
No. Okay, so let's start off with Fantasy League then, because it's very important that we talk about the Fantasy League.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
The long and the short of it is that I'm now the leader.
No.
Yes.
Really? So okay. Well done.
Yeah, so let's not beat around the bush. It looks like Christian just absolutely shat the bed.
Not anymore.
No, he's back in it again.
What's he got here? Looks like we have a triple captain in play. Did I just see triple captain there? Is that my imagination? Oh, he's got Salah on 21 points. That looks like a triple captain, doesn't it?
It could be, yeah. Yeah.
They might be back ahead of you at the end of this game.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. From him having very strong weeks, he had a crap week, didn't he? And
it happens to the best of us. Just some of us more often than others.
So anyway, I just managed to actually Vince leapfrogged over Christian. Leapfrogged over me to swap with Christian for first place. But then I think the transfers went in. So Vince enjoyed a brief spell at the top.
For about half an hour.
Yeah, for about half an hour. It was all a little bit of a change. I haven't looked at it this afternoon.
It's been an interesting day in the Premier League.
Has it?
Things have got a bit more exciting in the actual Premier League because Tottenham, believe it or not, beat Man City.
Oh, nice.
3-2. It was 2-2 in injury time. I think actually they scored a penalty in injury time, near enough, Man City, to level it. And then Tottenham went and scored again. And then the referee decided to play. It was already on 7 minutes injury time, and it went to nearly 100 minutes by the time he decided, actually, no, I think I'm going to have to let Tottenham win this game, and I'm not going to let Man City equalise again. That's made things a bit more interesting because Liverpool are 6 points behind with a game in hand and they've got a game against Man City to come. So they could be level on points.
That's good. It's always good when the top guys get.
Yeah, Chelsea managed to bloody win in the injury time, I think, as well.
Sweet.
Obviously, the current world champions, obviously you were going to speak about that, weren't you?
Yeah, they won that club world.
Oh, did they win that? I don't know. I'm assuming you were watching it intently.
Absolutely. So as the standings go on our fantasy league, I'm first, Christian is still second. I think this is today's scores have been updated.
This is not 100% up to date.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a little bit sketchy.
There's still, I think, like bonuses to go on and stuff from today's games by the look of it. So
okay,
not 100%. Right. Later on tonight will be a better picture of what's going on. And then we've got tomorrow's games, and then there's a few extras on Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't possibly both.
So could be quite a bit going
on. What was interesting is that Liverpool were 1-0 down to Norwich this afternoon briefly. That was quite good.
Did they win in the end?
They did win 3-1, yeah.
Okay.
Salah's on for 3 bonus points as well as last I looked, so he's going to be like Christian's triple captain. My son triple captained him as well this week, but he minused 8 points for the transfers. So he's got his points back by the look of it.
Right.
So we'll see.
Captain Salah as well, but they're not triple captain. My triple captain got used long ago.
Yeah, me too. Mum was wasted.
Okay, so that's Fancy League. Twitch, I did a little bit of streaming this afternoon. Neil, you were in there with me. I was just mucking around playing some Valorant and some PUBG with Jay, Mark Henix's son, which was fun.
I didn't know Jay was Mark Henix's then. Well, maybe I did and I forgot.
he is. So that's a little bit of twitching done from me. Maybe possible that we get some Back for Blood in on the Sunday.
We got
no idea what day it is.
We did some Back for Blood last week, but did we stream it?
We did stream it, yeah.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll come back to Back for Blood in a minute. Anything else to add on Twitch?
No, don't think so. I'm hoping to do some next Friday.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Discord, anything to talk about Discord?
I don't know.
No. Okay, let's get on. We got lots of tweets and stuff here from people, so...
No, oh, we've gone muted. Why have you gone quiet? Can't hear. Now I could hear you.
No.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Technical difficulties.
Okay.
Oh, it's a bit croaky, but there was something there. Oh, look at that bundle of wires. He's gone. So hopefully he'll be back shortly.
Once hello.
His, oh, there
oh,
we go.
Hello.
Okay. It may be a power thing again. I'm not sure. So I might just have to go without video for a second until I get a chance to try and sort that out.
Right, much louder now.
Am I?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a hub here, a USB powered USB hub. So I was hoping that would take care of my power problems that I was having before, but I don't think so. I think this microphone has to be straight into the laptop, or else it's not going to get the juice that it needs. Mm. Okay. What else have we got? Right. So yes, friend of the show. So sorry, everyone. Yep, friend of the show, John Mouse is catching up with listening. He says, catching up with listening to Dusty Cup's episode of At Seal Podcast. Oh, this is a tweet, right? You've got my Twitch subscription for as long as you like. Great show. Well-deserved, lads. Followed up by Greggles, friend of the show, Greg DeLacy, says, it is a great show despite the evil Canadian. Hashtag Fraser love. Brutal.
I don't know how long ventriloquists do that for that long. I got fed up after about 30 seconds.
Ventriloquist?
Yeah, Neil was doing this.
I had my hand like phrases.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. Okay. Yeah,
he doesn't
thanks,
even
John.
Watch his own show.
I can't do both. Okay. So thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. Nice to hear from you, John. Thank you very much. I think there's something else from John further down, so we'll get back to him in a second. MS Rangers 999. Friend of the show says, can you see with the new generation consoles that we will get an upgrade in, say, 2 years' time? I personally don't think we will or should. I can't see what they would do to warrant an upgrade. I believe the new consoles to be so good in terms of power that nothing added will improve what we already have here. Considering the consoles are what, a medium PC build, would you say? We aren't going to get 4K 60 frames per second as high-end PC are pushed to their limit to achieve this. I think I'm correct. I'm not a PC gamer. Anyhow, last thing, games are like buses. Okay, well, we'll come down to his last bit in a second. Let's address the first thing that he's given us here. Can we see the new generation of consoles getting an upgrade in 2 years?
I can't see
it. In about 2 years.
No, like people can't get hold of PS5 still, so like
it's already been a year, isn't it? So
yeah, it's about
maybe in 2 years. I don't know, it depends how long, how many people keep buying 8K TVs, doesn't it? I guess
I suspect the next upgrade on consoles will be 4K 60 frames a second.
I've got it on a lot of stuff.
Can the X not do 4K 60?
It depends.
I think it's one of the other.
Well, the thing is, a lot of stuff on PC is getting this whole AI DLSS and all that hoo-ha. Is a lot of the games are being rendered at a lower resolution, and then like some clever magic happens to make them look like they're in actual 4K, like crisp as anything. So I think the consoles are doing something similar.
Is that real 4K then?
Some things are being 4K, but like, there's a lot of stuff that's not. So, as long as it looks all right, who cares? That's the frames more than anything.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I don't think we'll see anything in the next couple of years. Or do you think, I don't know. What do you think they have in the... Could you now see this sort of cascading console system now where the sort of S will disappear? And the next sort of say,
S2, 3.
I don't even think you'd get an
S2. Maybe
S2,
they could bring out an ST, like Atari ST.
Why would you need to bring out an S2 when you could just drop the X down, takes the place of the S, and now you have something even more.
What's it going to call the next
more hardcore to come
Triple
in?
Triple X.
Yeah,
that's pretty hardcore. Apparently.
Apparently. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they start to roll these out.
I saw something the other day. I think it's Pocket Lint. One of these tweets that's like, it said, PS5 Pro, here's everything we know. I didn't bother clicking on it because I assumed it was just a blank page with nothing on. It's just one of those clickbaits to go and make you watch some adverts.
Just a page of adverts, yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, not really heard anything about that. I wouldn't be surprised if there was something intermediate before a full generational change, but who knows? I don't think... I don't know what was going on there. Had a privacy shield on there. It's a bit worrying.
It's the other camera.
So, yeah, there could be something, but I don't know, 2 years' time, well, I'll be impressed if we're getting good supply of the current ones in 2 years' time, the way things are.
Yeah.
If you can just go into a shop and pick one up whenever you want in 2 years' time, that'll be good. That'll take that.
Yeah, true, yeah. But the availability.
I think if anything, there'll be a revisions, but there'll be the same things, but they've managed to make more efficient and cheaper. So maybe they work slightly cheaper, yeah. But I don't know if there'll be a big, like a 1X Xbox thing that came out, which was just far and away better than what the Xbox One was.
He also...
In regards to the PC business, though, I wouldn't say, I don't know, the Series X particularly, I'm not sure you'd say that was a medium PC build. I'd say that's pretty high.
That's pretty,
pretty high. Yeah. If you want an equivalent PC, you're probably talking about $2,500. So
you definitely are right now.
Yeah. Supply is even worse on PCs than it is on a.
Yeah. I was going to say that as well, is that a medium or even a low end PC, the price of everything has gone up so much. I don't think I could, like, hand on heart, tell somebody to build a PC when buying an Xbox or a PlayStation 5 if they can get hold of them. It's so much better value.
There's definitely seems a bit better availability. I've been looking at the graphics cards again this week.
Right.
Because I don't know what made me look. But they've had a new one. A 3050 came out, didn't they? So that's like a bottom end. The new bottom end has come out. Yeah. And you can buy like a nice looking PC for about $1,000 now again.
Right. Still $1,000.
Exactly. But still twice as much as a console. But yeah. The 3070 Ti's, there was quite a few of them in stock for several days. They're still in stock, and I'm like, it's tempting.
For a
graphics card. It's a lot better than what I've got. But yeah, they're supposedly bringing out new ones again this year, aren't they? So who knows?
Do you think things are slowing down in terms of, like, if you were a developer putting a game out right now, do you think you would be reining in, like, the requirements of your games right now, knowing that the market is so shit for graphics cards and stuff?
I don't know. There's still... Well, they're bringing out Crysis 4, aren't they? So that's going to be the new benchmark for everything, I assume.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think the way... I don't know how they do it on PCs, but there's a lot of flexibility in the settings and stuff. Like Elden Ring, they released their PC specs a couple of days ago, yesterday. You still need a pretty good CPU, like a relatively recent CPU, but they've got like the graphics card isn't too bad. Isn't too bad. It's whether you've got, if you've got an older ish system, you're probably okay. But the top spec for 60 frames per second wasn't extreme, like ridiculous expensive.
I suspect the range of recommended and minimum is probably wider now. Mm. I think they allow more people, no matter what their graphics card or CPU.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you think they would have to right now because people are scrabbling around. Like you see, I see on Reddit, people are just like, oh, look what I got given. And it's like a 1050 Ti they got given by somebody, right? And it's like they're over the moon because they can't.
Well, they must have had a really shit graphics card if they're happy with that.
Yeah, but the thing is, even if, like, you know, back in the day, sort of like, you know, three years ago, you could go buy a 1050 Ti or whatever and pick one up for, say, like $150 here, yeah. Right? Now you couldn't pick one up.
You can't
now,
get one.
Yeah, you couldn't even get one. But if you did want to pick up one secondhand, it would still probably cost you $150. That's 3 years on, and it's a graphics card that really...
Well, I reckon that the second-hand market is definitely dropping in price.
Right.
So that will help things, because if the scalpers can't make a shitload of money on them, then they're not going to even bother trying. They'll just move on to Adidas fucking stupid trainers or whatever. Wheezy trainers or whatever they're fucking called. And try and make all their cash on those things instead.
But. Right. Okay. He also says, anyhow, last thing, games are like buses. You wait all year for something good, then two cracking games come out within a week of each other. Dying Light 2 and Horizon Forbidden West are great.
Wouldn't they? I think.
Is this true? Are they great?
Well, Markanix is loving Forbidden West. So I know that. He's not been shy about telling everyone how good it is. So anywhere I've seen. But yeah, I haven't played either of them, so I can't really say. I know Gary DeFelice also was rated Dying Light 2 quite highly as well. So I think he's playing it on PC. So I know there were quite a few launch issues with Dying Light 2, I think. And it needed a massive patch on day one.
Yeah.
But other than that,
yeah, there was quite a few reviews out for Dying Light 2, and they were all published pre-patch. And then I've seen stuff re-reviewing post-patch, and it addressed most of the issues that people were having with bugs and visual glitches and stuff like that. So, but I didn't play the first one. I don't know why.
Me neither.
Not really interested in. And it's parkour with zombies as far
as... Did you play the first one, Fraser?
I did play the first one, and I thought it was thoroughly enjoyable up to a point. But I definitely gave it a really solid go. I think I got close to finishing the story, actually, if I remember correctly.
About 480 hours then, was it?
But I think what happened was I got a feeling then it was like, well, how am I going to get more value out of this game? It's going to be with the online PvP. And I just found it, I didn't like it at all. So that pretty much signaled the death of that game for me. But I could see why people love it. It was pretty neat. It's very well done.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I've not played it. I think I downloaded it on a free weekend on Steam because it asked me to write a review whenever I look at it. But I didn't actually play it, so...
Yeah. Horizon.
Yeah, I didn't really get on with Horizon. Did you play Horizon one, first one?
I did, but I didn't jizz over it like everyone else did.
I played it. I got in. Yeah, I could see the sort of game loop. The, you know, what was expected. You know, shoot the shiny things. There was some like setup of like traps and stuff. And the story's all right, but yeah.
You didn't finish it then?
Didn't grab me that much, no.
I don't know how long I played for. I tried to look up on my PlayStation app, which I installed specifically to find out today. And it didn't. Apparently I didn't get any trophies in it. I was like, this one, I must have had at least one trophy. I thought I played it for quite a while. But the PlayStation app's a bit poo, it turns out, on my phone compared to my
Sony software's rubbish. Who would have thought?
I don't know. It didn't gel with me. I don't know if I just wasn't in the right mood at the time, but it reminded me of Assassin's Creed. Like, do a quest for somebody, and I feel like I was just doing side quests and not actually progressing the actual story all the time, is what I remember of it. But,
I've got friends at work that I think it was released yesterday, and they all pre-ordered it, and they were leaving work to go and go home and play, and they were dead excited about it. So yeah, there's definitely an audience, and
it'll do all right. Markanix says it's awesome.
Yeah, there are loads of people out there who absolutely love it. Okay, MS Rangers, thank you very much. Sony ponies. Joysticks and Chill, which I guess is Jay, says, what's the worst flavor of fizzy drink you have ever had? Dandelion and burdock, anyone?
Sparkling water. That's a fizzy drink.
That's pretty gross, isn't it? It's
absolutely disgusting.
Plain tonic water.
You guys are starting off assaulting everything that I think is okay.
Tonic water.
Sure, I'll drink tonic water in small doses. Actually, disgusting. You know what? I tell you what, I probably haven't really drunk tonic water for 10 years since I gave up booze.
Yeah. Try that on its own. Yeah. You won't be wanting to go back to G&T's.
I'm going to say, and here, first of all, dandelion and burdock, I'm okay with that.
I'm right with that.
What does it taste of? I feel like it's one of them drinks I can never really remember what it tastes like, and I taste it's it and go, sort of yeah, it's all right, like, it's not really nice.
It's sort flowers? Of like, it's not as like a sweet and fragrant, you know, say something like Dr. Pepper or a root beer is quite fragranty. Dandelion burdock is almost that sort of weird
like
sarsaparilla type flavor, but not fragrant. It's more like, tastes like it's come from, like, it's like root beer from the British countryside. That's what it is, right?
I don't know. Yeah, tonic water.
Oh, I know. I can tell you. What's the worst flavor of fizzy drink you have ever had? I'm going to say this, and not a lot of people are going to maybe agree with me, but like fucking Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and Diet anything that tastes like I don't know on what planet people are drinking Coca-Cola or tea or coffee and then put artificial sweetener in the or drink these drinks with artificial sweetener. I'm missing something. It tastes fucking rank artificial. So Diet Coke to me tastes like that is not a Coke. That is not a substitute for Coca-Cola. It doesn't taste like Coca-Cola. It tastes like...
No, it's a completely different drink.
It's awful.
And it rots your guts.
It's got that fucking... Salty. I'm beating myself with twig branches aftertaste, like some sort of monk who's fucking feels guilty every day. It's awful. Awful. I don't understand it at all.
Root beer's crap as well, by the way.
Look, I get that, right? But, you know, at least it's still a sugary drink. I mean, I don't know. Sweetener? What? Doesn't make any sense to me. So, there you go.
Got to have real sugar. If you're going to have sugar, you have sugar.
If you're in for the fizzy drink.
I don't really drink fizzy drinks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not sugary ones, anyway.
All the sugar turns to alcohol in my fizzy drinks. Well, most of it, anyway.
Friend of the show Marty says, are there any games you guys are looking forward to this year? Myself, it's just God of War on PS5 at the mo. Cheers, and I hope you're all well.
Get on to that.
I haven't really got anything looking forward to.
I have
Elden Ring.
It's next Friday. Elden Ring comes out. Well, I don't know, I think it's next Friday. I've looked at it several times. I'm sure it said the 22nd one day I looked it came out. And then I looked again and it says, everywhere saying it's the 25th. And then I looked on Steam and it says the 24th. I was like, oh. But yeah, it's next week, basically.
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is like the Dark Souls from Software.
Right.
The new.
Dark Souls for the masses. You wait.
Well, it's George R.R. Martin, isn't it? So he's written all the backstory and all that stuff. So I was watching a stream earlier. I said I wasn't going to watch, but I was watching Asmongold earlier. And he was on a boss fight. And obviously he's, I'm assuming, all right at these games. And he was getting his ass kicked for a solid half an hour. And he literally, like, smacked his head several times and just fucked off. walked out and just came back about 5 minutes later with some chocolate.
I suppose that doesn't make you feel
bad when you do your... I was like, oh, man, this game. I was like, I said, like, because, you know, I get told off when I'm playing these games, like for swearing and stuff. I just hear my missus like, calm down, or whatever from upstairs when I'm working. Like, you fucking prick. From about the 100th time getting my ass kicked by something. But it was heartwarming to see a professional streamer getting their ass handed to them big time. I was like, yes, see? I was like, I watched it at dinner table with my missus. Like, see? It's not just me getting angry and leery at these games. This guy's supposed to be good at them.
Cobby replied to Marty and said, just picked up Horizon Forbidden West, which I'm really looking forward to. Then my big one, for the year has to be Starfield, as I'm a Bethesda super huge 40-year-old fanboy.
Have you printed out the show notes?
Yes. How did you know that? Can you see me?
I could see a bit of paper keep going. I was like, what are you fucking doing?
I turned off a monitor. I'm telling you, man, this fucking laptop. So powering the second monitor, I'm just trying to take all the stress off it, not running Chrome or whatever. Like, it's just...
Well, it was supposed to be an expensive laptop when you bought it.
I think the thing is, it is an expensive laptop, but as soon as we start doing video feeds, it's not got a graphics card in it, right? Wow. So as soon as we start doing our video, it starts going like an attack chopper. Like, it just doesn't like to do streaming video. Not then when I've got, you know, three tabs of Chrome up and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just trying to take a little bit of the pressure off.
You need a lightweight browser.
I need a desktop up here, but wow. What would you suggest for my lightweight browser change?
I don't know. I use Firefox. It's not particularly lightweight either. Everyone says Edge is good, but that's based on Chrome as far as I know. So I don't know.
I don't know. It's quite nice having paper here. It makes me feel like I'm in it.
You can fan yourself studio. When it gets too hot.
Yeah, ooh. Paul W says we need to change the background though of the show notes. It's just way too dark and it's just sucking the ink out of my printer.
It's like £5 a sheet.
Likely works paying for it. Paul W says, would you be willing to give up? Oh, sorry. Can we just go back? Starfield. Is that on anyone's radar? I mean, no. I'm aware of it's going to be a big one when it comes, right?
It's going to be huge, isn't it? I think. But as someone who hasn't played Skyrim, well, hasn't got anywhere in Skyrim, hasn't got anywhere in Fallout, can I be excited about Starfield? I don't know.
I would get more excited about Starfield than something that was set in like a mythical Skyrim type universe. That's why I like Fallout. I like sort of future and future weapons and things like that.
Well, that was a bit like weird retro-y, wasn't it? 60s.
It was,
future.
but at least you had grenades, right? And guns that did a lot of damage and stuff. Whereas I not, you know, swords and magic spells, you know, or throwing potatoes at people. That's not really my idea of.
Well, that's what you're normally doing in PUBG.
Paul W. says, would you be willing to give up any form of video computer gaming for the rest of your life in exchange for £1 million or the equivalent amount in your chosen currency?
I'll give up my PlayStation and my Switch. I don't think that's what he meant.
I absolutely would 100% get some sort of gaming for £1 million.
No, I think he means give up any sort of gaming. So you're not allowed to
any
game
any sort
at
of
all.
Gaming?
That's the way. I was like, I read it. I was like, yeah, I'll just give up my Switch because I don't fucking play it anyway. But I don't think that's what he really means. I think he means you literally can't play games ever again for £1 million.
That would be tough. Would be tough considering it's
you could
my...
just make a big time Twitch streamer. You could easily earn that £1 million.
Yeah. Yeah, gaming is my number one source of socializing, without a doubt now. Like, it never was that high up on the list, but since the PUBG days, like getting together, it's so regular now, getting together online in the Discord server and whatever and wrecking fools or being wrecked ourselves. And, you know, the Fridays and Saturday nights are usually a good laugh. People are up late. And so I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
I really think I'd struggle to never play games. Because what would I spend my £1 million on?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go build a gaming PC. Well, you would, but you wouldn't be able to use it. Dave?
No, I couldn't. Like, all forms of computer games, like mobile. Yeah, no, I just couldn't. Yeah. Same as you. It's a big socializing thing for me as well, so...
Yeah, we're not so easily bought, Paul W. What do you think of those apples, huh? Phil Taylor, in brackets, Urban Big P. Have we Phil Taylor? Have we had something from Phil Taylor before?
I don't think so. I think this is
Phil Taylor, friend of the show. Welcome. He says Metal Gear is always underrated.
I think that was response to, was that last week?
Yeah, hear. I agree
with
you.
Obviously, something struck a nerve there.
Let me just tell you, Phil Taylor knows his onions. All right? I won't hear a bad word said about him.
In the end, but I thought, better add.
Discord, John Mouse, back like a bad penny. Here he is again. He says, question for the show. The internet doesn't work for 7 days. You have one single player game to play. What do you play?
We all know the answer to that, don't we?
Do we?
Single player game.
Death Stranding. Oof. 7 days. So I can tell you, 7 days, I could just get in on a pile of shame. I had no internet yesterday. I hammered Death's Door. And a part of me, it's really weird, like the internet was down, and a part of me was just like, you know what, if it doesn't get sorted out all weekend, I'm not going to lose my shit over that. I will just readjust and focus on doing other things. Like, I just was not prepared to be upset. My children, completely different. They're fucking, you would have thought their world, they looked so lost.
No, nothing.
They looked so lost. Whereas sort of my wife and I are just like, eh, whatever, you know.
Get the DVD player out.
Yeah, there you go.
No Stadia,
put some CDs on.
Yep. Some wax cylinders. Maybe have a poker in the front room.
Well, my one, I've actually played recently, and I'm going to be talking about later. I really got into Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh,
Galaxy!
Yes, yeah. I bought the triple game. What's it called? Super Mario 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy. And I was playing Galaxy when I was not very well.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, let's come before you start gushing.
Well, I'll be talking about mine and mine as well, I think, later.
Okay. Neil, did you have a single player game? What, Dark
Souls?
Well,
that's what I mean. I'll be talking about it in a little while.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for the questions for the show. Appreciate it. And then we'll give a shout out there to John Mouse and Jay for the Joysticks and Chill podcast, which you should go check out if they ever release another show. Okay. Which they will, no doubt. What have we been doing then? All right, Neil, do you want to start? We'll just go in order.
Well, okay. So I've been doing my decorating. Been finishing that bedroom off. Well, say finishing. It's not quite finished. I've got to paint the doors and the door frames. Otherwise, it's basically done.
That's good.
Built me wardrobes, which was...
What, the IKEA ones?
I bought my IKEA wardrobes, got all the shit, put them all up, bought a new tool, didn't I, for that? My new Makita drill.
Oh, exciting.
That's what you got that for.
It was a double pack, come with an impact driver as well. I haven't yet to use the impact driver. I don't even know if I'm going to fucking need that, to be honest.
if you want to like absolutely smash the screws, like through the wood, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's for like decking and stuff like that, isn't it? When you're like literally drilling into wood, like with no pre-sunk and all that shit. Yep. But so I've got, I don't know what fucking model number it is, but it was 60 quid off at Screwfix or whatever for the twin packs. So I was like, yeah, I'll get that. 3 amp battery job, pretty decent, 3 amp hours. Not the top of the range ones. I was like, it's only a little bit more for the 5 amp hour one. Do I really? And I was like, I don't fucking really need 5 amp hours, do I? That's for fucking like, that will last for ages.
Yeah.
So it's got like hammer drill, screwdriver, and just normal drill on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have had to be using the hammer function to drill to hook my wardrobes up, drilling into the fucking bricks.
Nice.
So I was like, and like, I've got an old hammer drill, which is plug-in job. This fucking thing on the battery, mate, fucking well good. Better than my plug-in job. So well impressed with my Makita drill. And then I used the screwdriver function and all that as well, so well happy with that.
That's good.
And at the end of putting all the fucking, like, drilled, like, I don't know, however many screws in fucking bricks, proper bricks, not like breeze blocks, my battery still says it's full. I was like, okay. So I used it for fucking quite a long time and it still says it's full battery, so I'm well impressed with that.
Now we're using special screws to hold into those bricks, or are you going plugs?
No, I've put a big fuck off rule plug in and then screw into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, solid as a rock, mate. Lovely.
Jobs are good.
Then. Yeah.
Dispatch Porsche. Fucking loads of money.
Yeah, if only there was loads of money, but no.
Saving my neighbor, loads of money.
My neighbour's an electrician, so I bought some new switches and some plugs and stuff, plug sockets, and he come round. Because I was like, took my old light fitting off, my light socket, pulled it apart, undid the screws, and basically it all fucking fell to pieces. And I was like, okay. And then I started reading the instructions, and it was like, you should really, like, have an earth, like the mounting block in the wall is obviously earthed, and it says on this light switch, because it's a black nickel metal looking thing, you need to earth this as well, and you should have another bit of wire between the two. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I was like, oh, my neighbour's an electrician, I'll see if he's got it. He come in, he goes, yeah, you just fucking wire it straight into the switch, you don't need to worry about that, because it's all attached via screws and everything anyway, just wire it into the switch instead. I was like, all right then. He goes, I can do it for you if you want. I was like, all right then. So I gave him a tenner and he put me sockets and me switches on. So he left. And then, I don't know, a couple of hours later, this was Wednesday. Thursday, we're supposed to be going to watch my son play football for Luton against Colchester in his Centre of Excellence team. So it's time to do the COVID tests. And lo and behold, I fucking tested positive.
Hey!
Big fat fucking line on the T. I was like, you are fucking joking.
When you don't want to be fat line in front of you.
I just had my neighbour in to fucking do my light switches, and I was stood there in my bedroom talking to him.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, he's been told. Like, for then you have to fill out all the fucking forms online.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to tell everyone. I literally fucking went to the tip, fucking went into Tesco's to buy a couple of bits, saw my mate in Tesco's, spoke to him. Like, and then once I got home, I was like, done my test. Fucking literally within 10 minutes, I was like, fuck, that's a line.
Oh, no.
So I phoned him as well quickly, and I was like, yeah, just tested positive. He's my boss as well. So I was like, won't be in work Sunday, obviously. I've got to do my first test Monday night, and then I got to do another one Tuesday night. So I might be back in Wednesday, depending on how those two tests go. But yeah, thankfully, I've not had it too bad. I did feel pretty shit on Thursday. And there was my chest was really fucking hurting. Because it's like, you know, all the symptoms are supposed to be like, it's a tickly sort of, not a chesty cough. It's like this weird, like, raspy cough. Well, I didn't fucking have that at all, really. I had a little bit of a tightness in my chest on Wednesday. And I was a bit like, I just put it down to like the dust and shit. Because we've been fucking, and like the floor's been up and everything that's been fucking drilling in the walls and fucking dust flying out in my face and all that shit. And then, like I said, did the test and it was like, fuck. And then Thursday, my chest was actually fucking hurting and I basically had a chesty cough and feel pretty fucked occasionally. Like, I'll be fine and then I just feel absolutely fucked. But at the same time, not really been able to sleep properly at night because, despite being really tired, just not fucking sleeping.
Yeah, it's rough.
So it's pretty shit, but thankfully, I don't think it's as shit as it would have been had I not been triple jabbed and all that shit, obviously. So I'm here, I'm not too bad, and we'll see what my tests do Monday, Tuesday. I was kind of like, oh well, I don't have to go back to work Sunday. As long as I don't feel too shit, this could be a good bit of a winner, but yeah, it's not awesome. And my wife, she's also tested positive, same day. But she's basically, like I say, pretty drained of energy and feels like she's got a pretty bad cold. But, like, completely different symptoms generally. She's right. All, like, snotty nose and everything like that. And everything I've got is all in my chest.
Isn't that interesting? So,
it's weird as fuck.
But. Yeah. And how are you, Dave, now?
Good. Yeah.
Anything lingering or?
Yeah, like, I used to go for walks in the morning, probably about 2 miles with a dog. I can only go out for like 10 minutes now. Just get so tired and chesty and got an inhaler now.
Did you not have that before?
No.
You never used one before?
I used to have asthma when I was a kid. Yeah. But The aspect to the doctors, and they said, yeah, if you can get hold of an inhaler, and my missus has got asthma, so I've stole her an inhaler.
It's all right, though.
Yeah. they said, otherwise, come in and get one, we'll scrub one for you. So I was like, no, that's right, I'll just grab that. But yeah, it's still sort of hanging about.
You feel like it's improving?
Yeah, massively. Slowly. No, I was in bed for like 8 or 9 days.
Yeah, it feels like you took it worse than these guys. Because we have another couple of guys we know, they've also had it recently.
Right. But yeah, no, I was literally like on, I think I tested positive on the Saturday or Sunday. And I was like, oh, okay, it's not too bad. And then Monday, well, for the whole week, I literally didn't get out of bed apart from to go to the toilet.
You know what? I completely forgot to say, because you haven't been on for 2 weeks, right? No. I forgot to say welcome back, right?
Yeah.
Shit, sorry.
That's all right. That's because it was on last night.
Typical Canadian, always rude.
Well, yeah, well, we did hang out last night. So.
It completely sapped my mental capacity. And I've been
reading
about
it. Been doing the word all day.
It's like, but what it was my missus bought me a little thing that you put in your finger, it tells you your oxygen levels.
Yeah.
And mine was down to about 91, 92 consistently. And the missus rang 111, the hospital helpline, and they said if it goes below 90, speak to the hospital, it'll probably need to go in. It didn't, but I just couldn't think straight. I couldn't do anything. Just concentrate on anything. I tried to play, I had my Switch up there and had my games on my phone and stuff. I just didn't have the mental capacity or the not the inclination, but the I don't know how to say it. I just couldn't concentrate on anything for that long. So I watched the same film about 3 times, 4 times, probably more, because I just didn't remember it. It was so weird. That was for the first week. And then the second week, I was up and about, but just coming down, going up and down the stairs would just kill me. I'd have to lie down for 10 minutes. So that's all over. You know, I'm up and about, and I'm doing stuff, and I'm working now. Been work all this week, but the mental capacity of being at work just shattered me. I was having kips, having a half hour sleep at lunch, not out of choice because I was so tired, through speaking to people and thinking about problems and trying to resolve things and doing testing and. And it was just it's still weird. But it's getting better. And I'm just so glad I was triple jabbed as well, because if I
that was going to be my question. You had been boosted, right?
So. And I'm sure I'd definitely be in hospital if I wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't scary for me. It was scary for the missus. But I caught it off my daughter, and my daughter had it for like a day, felt a bit rough, and then was bored shitless for 6 days. And then she tested negative and went back.
My son had the full 10 days in the end, because I think he could have gone back to school a day earlier, I think, but we was like, oh, whatever. Fucking played Xbox for 10 days, basically. He was like 2 weeks ago he had it. I was fine. Lou was fine. Everyone else in the house never got it. Literally, my wife, myself, and my son went out on Sunday for lunch, for dinner at this restaurant. We went to the pub Sunday night. And other than that, basically, I've just been to the Tip or Tesco's. Because I know exactly where I've been because my phone tells me exactly where I've been. So I've been fucking nowhere. So I was like, did we fucking literally catch that Sunday lunchtime? Because the people we went out with Sunday night to the pub, they've both got COVID as well. So it was a bit delayed for my mate. Well, one of our friends, the female. She was delayed. She didn't get it till Friday. But yeah, my mate said he felt rough Monday morning, but he tested negative Monday. But yeah, Wednesday we were all fucking positive. It was like, fuck. So I don't know where it came from, really, but there we go.
Yeah, but my missus didn't get it. She I was in the bedroom. She stayed on the sofa downstairs. And basically, she was ferrying food up through my daughter.
Well, because she was immune.
So. Cool, because she had it as well. But so the missus would put food at the top of the stairs. Bella would grab it, bring it in for me. And then, yeah, it was so like the infected was upstairs and the missus was downstairs.
We also got a new mattress for our bedroom. I've got a little recommendation for the mattress. Not tested it fully, if you know what I mean, but it's very comfy. And it's a Simba mattress.
Okay.
Looking for a sponsorship there.
Yeah.
But randomly, because we was like, our fucking mattress. We took our old mattress off eventually when the new one came, and there's a label on there that says it's got like a date written on it. It says something like 2003. I was like, yeah, I think we're a bit overdue a fucking mattress, weren't we, really?
Yeah. 20 year old.
Exactly. And that one was pretty fucked. But this one, fucking 600 quid. But I was like, sounds a lot. But if it lasts 20 years, not a lot. It's only 30 quid a year. But,
Is it like memory foam and everything?
Yeah, it's fucking a hybrid. Fucking, I don't know what. It was reduced from £1,000 to £600. I was like, okay. So yeah, but that's a pretty fucking
graphics
nice
card.
Yeah, exactly. I could have built 3 graphics cards in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. The expense never ends.
That's a good segue into mine, but I think you've got something else on your. On your list.
I do. We watched a film before we felt like shit. I think. But it's a film I've seen before, and many people have seen before. But it's a film I haven't fucking watched in a long ass time, probably since it came out, and that is The Usual Suspects. With a person you're not allowed to sort of enjoy watching anymore in it, obviously.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah. I could kind of remember it. Because it was, you know, quite impactful at the time. There's a lot of stuff I didn't really remember.
You obviously remember the final.
Yeah. I remember the very, very last bit of it. But I was
of course
a bit
you
like,
do. But anything in between that, yeah, you don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. The minor details. And it's... Can I talk spoilers, I guess, really? Who hasn't fucking seen this film?
Sure, if you're
95, so...
I don't know. What was I going to say? I don't know. It was just a bit like... Made me wonder... At the end of the film, like the way it ends and that, it's like, how does any of it actually fucking happen? Is what I think at the end of that film. What happens in the film? Does any of it actually happen? Is all I think at the end of that film. I don't fucking know. So that's all I'll say.
It's good. It's a good entertaining movie. Did it hold up though? Because that's got to be 20 years, 25 years old.
I think it. Yes, I think it was
95.
Yeah, it's fucking old, man. But yeah, it doesn't look it.
Yeah, it's
other than the people who are old now look quite young.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely recommend a rewatch of that if you haven't seen it for a while. It's good. I don't think I can't remember anything too offensive in there other than like the person that's in it. So, but watch it again. It's only 2 hours of your life.
Only.
Was that on Netflix or Prime?
I think it was on Prime, actually. But, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I've got on my list here, Delivery. This only just happened, but I'm bringing it up as a point of discussion. Is that just before we were setting up, I said to Neil, oh, someone's delivering a package. He said, they've dropped something at my door. And I sort of scooted down to go see what it was. And it's a mattress, right? Now, I have not ordered a mattress. And I'm like, and I look at it, and imagine I live, I'm not going to say my address just in case I get doxxed, but let's just, for who on earth would want to dox me, but let's just say I live at
999 Lexby Avenue.
Yeah, let's just say I live at 200 Phillip Street, right? The delivery address on it says 100 James Street, right? It's absolutely, I have yet to figure out anything in that address that could possibly be misconstrued as my address, right? Not even that. I don't even live, and you know, I live on a unit number on 100 James Street. I don't even live like whatever. It's anyway, it's so fucking, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how did this guy?
Delivery driver's like standing there going, this is you. And
he's porch dropped it, taken it, driven off. And if I didn't have a foot of snow outside, maybe I would have gone out in my slippers and stopped him. But I can't go outside because I can't go outside. So anyway, my question now is, it has this person's address on it, right? And I'm like, well, I've got their mattress, and I could just waltz round and just say, because it's not far, right? It's around the corner.
You could put your shitty old mattress in there first.
Well. I said to my wife, I'm just going to put it in the garage. And she goes, oh, what? And you could just see that she just didn't really sort of. And I said, I'm going to put it in the garage, and I'll tell you why I'm going to put it, or I'm not going to do anything with it, right? Mm. Like I could walk around there and say to her, hey, I've got your mattress, right? But I'm really pissed off that I'm going to have to do that, right? Because they're lazy. Delivery driver made such a shitty mistake. I mean, not just if it was next door on the same street, I'm like, yeah, okay, you got the wrong house, right? It's one away, mistakes happen. This just makes no mistake. This is almost like the guy just dumped it here. I can't find it. I'm going to dump it here. I can't find the address. So fuck them, right? I'm just like, you guys fucking figure it out. I why am I being drawn into this? So I'm just going to leave it just for the minute, you know, and see if anything comes of it. Don't open it.
Is it in a box?
Yeah, it's in a box, right? It's mattress in a box. Yeah,
they're fucking, I'll tell you, like that.
If I open it, is it going
to... It's fucking ridiculous. ours was a king-size mattress, right? And it comes in a box. It's not a small box, but, it's like, I don't know, what, 4 foot tall? It's about, nearly 2 foot square. So it's quite big, and it weighs That's like 40-odd kilos. But like when you open it, I'm just like, well, that doesn't look like a fucking king size mattress, does it? It's just like cut along here, cut along here, fold it out, and it goes over like a course of like 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't spring out, doesn't
like. No. It doesn't.
Does it doesn't just.
You can't do the fucking thing.
Mate, please tell me it goes boing, 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 boing.
It hasn't yet.
Yeah, so I'm going to hold. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to leave the box on my front porch for like a day or two. And just, you know, if nobody comes to collect it or whatever.
Somebody will come along and nick it, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just too big. Maybe, yeah, but I just, I don't know. It's a fucker, isn't it, right? I don't really want to, like, steal it. But the part of me is just like.
You just put it in your garage, you're just looking after it.
Yeah, they must know. Yeah, well, they took a picture of the drop-off, so they must know. They can contact the driver. He knows where he left it, yeah, right?
Exactly.
He can come back and knock on my door. It's never going to happen.
Not answer it.
It's never going to happen. I think
that's the best idea. You're protecting it from the weather and porch pirates and... Yeah, if, you know...
Until somebody comes to collect it.
It's not your... It's not your problem.
And then you can say, I've had to look after that for a week. You need to reimburse me.
Yeah. See, like I could go round to the person's house and say, here it is, right? It's at my house. Go pick it up off the porch. I'm not walking it over to you.
But that means social like speaking to some rando.
Yeah, we're Canadians. We don't mind speaking to randos. But
I could
phone the truck, the delivery company, right? There is no way on this God's green earth I am picking up the telephone to phone.
You think he was on his way somewhere? Maybe he'd been camped out somewhere and he needed to get away quickly.
I don't know. So anyway, I'll give you a mattress update next week. I don't really have anything else to. I'm just trying to think if we've been watching anything, but we finished.
You've been watching your trucker convoy, twats.
Oh yeah, they had all the
Freedom Police. Convoy or something.
The Freedom, yeah. The what do they call them? The Flu Trucks Clan are all up there. Yeah, I don't know. The
I like the fact that they're promoting freedom by blocking freedom.
Yeah. Well, I thought one of the classic ones I found amusing is that there's sort of like, there's a couple of them that they've arrested, like the ringleaders or whatever, you know, who are all there, you know, to occupy or whatever like that. They were all caught leaving Ottawa, right? They'd already made theirs, you know, hold the line, you know, you guys hold the line. We're going to just go, we're going to get out of here.
Does anyone want anything?
Yeah, you saps sit there. You guys get arrested. We'll be off. Thanks.
I think it's just so much money. Like, they've done loads of crowdfunding, they've done all this. Like, that money is just going into people's pockets. And
all the people who rise to the top of taking advantage, like, this is a legitimate, people complaining about their, or not complaining about their freedom. People who are concerned about their freedom, absolutely 100%, get up there, protest or whatever. The problem is it all gets hijacked by people with other agendas. They're all fucking grifters and scumbags. If you're a hardworking Canadian who feels like, you know, your rights are compromised, I get it. Go up, protest, then go away. Don't, you know, these guys ruined people's livelihood for 2 weeks up in Ottawa, fucked people over. And the amount of grifters as well who all come out of the woodwork or shitsters or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Or just, you know, want to jump on the bandwagon or, you know, it's ruining people's lives, the people's businesses in the area, people who have a legitimate reason to be traveling between the two places.
Any cosplayers?
Probably. And then the funny thing is as well, you have like the police were just like, I think yesterday were just, you know, it was like, okay, buddy, it's been like 3 weeks. It's time for you to move on, right? And then there's like, you know, a line of police who are basically turning up and going, it's time to move, right? And then people are getting yanked. They don't move. And they're getting yanked and going, our freedoms are being taken. You know, like, dude, they fucking have told you, just move on, right? You've had 3 weeks. And then, and I don't know who the poor saps are. Like, you see these old geezers or whatever who think that nothing's going to happen to them. And they're getting yanked out and put in cuffs. And you're like, they're telling you, get out of the way. So I don't know. It just is.
Yeah, and all the sob stories now come from them, them as well. Going, oh, you know, my truck's been impounded, and yeah, and like I got a post bail and stuff, and it's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what? You were up there, that was fine, but you know, at some point, you got to move it and stop being an asshole, right? So, I don't know. Probably polarizing the community talking about it. But I mean, there's limits anyway, whatever. Yeah, so that's all been going on. And then we've had tons of snow and stuff, which has been great. Again, lots of fun.
But you didn't seem too happy about it the other day.
Well, a little bit fed up of going out and having to shovel it. But
don't look like you need to. You've got someone out there doing it for you.
Yeah, but the problem is they don't turn up to do it until later. Like the thing is they...
Oh, inconvenienced you.
They'll go... The guys who clear our snow are also contracted to commercial properties, so
they get priorities.
Commercial properties will get prioritized first.
They should
in
have
the morning,
got them
right?
up to water, won't they, and just fucking hoof them out.
Yeah, just push them off.
Their big fucking blowtorch things, blown them away.
Maybe you want to ring them up and say that there's a mattress in them for them if they get to place. So.
Yeah, for sure. So that's all I've got, really. Dave, what about yourself?
I've put COVID update, but I've talked about that already. So that's good. Shed news. So while I was poorly, my dad and my brother kindly came up and started on the shed. Well, not the shed, the actual base for the decking that the shed will be going on. So
the concrete, the cement.
They both dug, god, how many, 2, 4, 8, 16, 20, about 30 holes, 18 inches, no, about 2 foot deep each, about a foot across.
How many holes?
About 24.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
You had some beers.
Yeah. So I dug all that and put posts in, cut them level, bitumen them all, set them with post creep, and then built a frame off those posts.
Right.
And so that's all set now. So all the frame is in place. And they've got the decking and stained it. And covered it here, so, and then that's the job for next week, which I'll actually be able to help with, I hope, is that putting that decking down. So yeah, so the frame and poster and everything in, so yeah, next job, the decking, and then I should be getting, fingers crossed, the actual shed first week of March. So I got a call saying it had been delayed a little bit, and I was like, I don't care, I'm not very well. Like, so yeah, it'll be start of March. So hopefully.
Think, and then we know as well, these days, complaining about anything that's delayed, people are just going to, yeah, okay, good one, right?
Yeah. But like, I've read about it, and wood is actually really hard to get hold of at the moment. There's been loads of delays. It all comes from like Eastern Europe at the moment.
Right.
Like Slovenia and Slovakia, sort of the old USSR states.
Don't because want to get too near there these days.
No.
Nothing going on that way at the moment. No. Right.
Just won't go there.
But yeah, that's where all the wood is coming from at the moment. Because yeah, it all just all comes from there. And it's been really slow coming over. So
might be coming over pretty quick, you never know.
You know, hopefully that date is set, and then once it comes I can actually start installing it. I've got the actual instructions for the shed itself, and I've read through them a few times. So
did you print them off as well?
Real men don't read the instructions, just you got to get at it.
There's the man who printed off the show notes.
Yeah, I suppose these are instructions.
I've read through them. It will take a couple of days to put up. But yeah, so that'll be fine. Once it's up, I've got a Sparky, got a quote from a couple of Sparkies, so I'm going to get all that sorted as well. Yeah, there's lots of stuff to go around it. I've got all the flooring to go down as well, and then.
Okay, well, we're going to hear about everything that you are going to do on it. But I am very impressed that your brother, who is it, your brother and your dad, dug 30 holes.
Yeah, yeah.
How do they dig the holes?
With a really cool spade, actually. Like, it's about 4 foot, and it's like a really heavy, but with like a really thin shovel bit,
right.
and basically like throw it into the ground, like to dig it out. And then just hoof it up, and so we've got big chunks of like earth,
right,
like that, like in cylindrical, where like they've been throwing it in. It's got a big weight at the top. Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay.
But yeah, nice. All manual, because can't get. I can't get anything up the bloody road.
Couldn't come up by the airboat.
Biggest don't go up, man.
No.
How did they build your fucking house? That's what I want to know.
From the back, I think, from the other side of the road.
We had that question before.
They fucking dropped it out of a plane.
I don't know what to. Well, we've got loads of earth now at the side, so I think we're going to do some raised beds.
Mattress or beds.
we had when we put the patio in here, we dug up like however many square foot of earth, and we just ended up building raised beds.
Yeah,
the back.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna get some decking off cuts. Well, not off cuts. Yeah, decent bits, and make some raised beds, and just hide it all in there. Saying that, yeah, a bloody fence panel came down yesterday from the storm.
Ooh, it was quite windy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit windy.
We got away lightly.
Did you?
Yeah. One of our neighbours, I see them. They've got particularly wide fence bits between their posts, and one of them just went snapped into.
Yeah, Yeah, the one that came down, basically, yeah, it kind of imploded. Just shattered bits everywhere. So I kind of, like, I was out there tidying it up today, just sort of getting all the bits out and cleaning up around it. And I saw the lady whose it is. It's an old retired lady. She kind of knocked on the window and waved, and I waved back and was like, "Come on in, come on, let's have a discussion about who you need pay to for this."
Yeah, now you need to have the chat
because you put this fucker up. So yeah, she didn't, and I was kind of hanging around there.
Just like, launched it into her garden, then just fuck you.
I put it all nice. The thing is, there was all nails and stuff onto it, and I didn't want the doggo going over to it and getting.
So it's a shared fence, but she put it up.
She put it up about 4 years ago. It was a terrible job, though.
She literally did it herself.
No. She had people come in or a friend come in. I don't know. So I think it looks like it might just be one panel, but all the posts are loose. So I'm like, to do a proper job, like, the whole thing needs redoing, and it'll be a couple of hundred quid. I don't really want to foot the bill on my own because she put it up.
Why would you have to put the bill?
Because, like, I would want to have it done because of the dog, and it's like next to the shed that we're putting it up.
And we just, like, pay for us both sides in the end because we're in a terrace, and I was just like, a guy next door to us, bless him, his garden's a fucking mess, and I'm just like, he's not going to pay. Like, the fence panels were fucked.
You're onto a loser. I'm just like, side.
I'm just going to fucking pay for these. I'm not even going to bother talking to him. I'm just going to buy them. And I'm going to get, because they were like half height fences with like trellises above the top, and they're all just rotten to fuck.
Right.
I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to pay for decent fence panels, the full height, all the way along. Don't have to look at his fucking horrendous garden anymore.
Yeah, that's what we did.
I suspect that'll be what I'll do.
Well, you need to try and approach it first, right? First of all, you need to ask her, like, hey, you saw me the other day. This is what you should do. She's wait a day or two. Let her stew for a bit, right? Because she's like, you know, she's going to be thinking about it. She knows it's her fence.
She probably wants to burn that to heat a house. Probably not going to have money to pay for
it. That's it. Go do a bonfire of the bits that you took outside the front of her house. Or nail them into a cross and set it on fire outside her.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it? Yeah, that could go really, really rather wrong for me.
They'll be getting up the hill pretty quick there, I can tell you.
Sort of just go talk to her first after a few days where she's had time to stew and, you know, I just want, you know, and then just start with the open-ended question, what have you given... what have you thought about sorting out the fence, and then just shut up and let her just spew whatever she's.
Yeah, do the silent treatment. That's
silent treatment.
Like, I can't afford my gas and electric for the next week.
Yeah. Well, and then if she's honest like that, then you go, okay, well, we need to work something out, right? And then you start the deal making, right? You pay for everything, I'll put it up. Or where's your friend? Can we get him to come and repair it? Because you obviously did a shit job, right? It's lots of avenues.
So I'll give you an update next week on that. What else have I been doing? I went to the cinema.
Blimey,
Thursday night. Well, not really, just sitting in the dark, like watching the film. But it was
stay awake though.
Yeah. It was Spider-Man No Way Home. It's still at cinema, yeah. It was only one showing on at 8:30. But it's really good, actually. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I was. I don't know why. I think I had it in my head that I don't think I liked the last couple of Spider-Man films, but I really enjoyed this one.
But at what point of the fucking Marvel multiverse bollocks are we at in this film? You need to have watched fucking three series of shit on Disney Plus to understand what the fuck is going on here.
I think you need to have watched... But at least the end of the Avengers, Infinity War, is that the last one? Can't remember. Endgame.
No, and something.
Yeah, I think you need to watch that one. I think that ties directly into this Spider-Man or no, Homecoming. Of course, Homecoming. Which I thought was a bit so-so.
Which one was Homecoming? Was that the guy?
That was the one directly after.
He had all the special. What's his name?
Mysterio.
It was all fake. Mysterio.
Yes. Yeah. So this one is like directly after that one.
Spoilers for that.
I'm not going to talk about it. But it's it was good. Really enjoyed it. I'm not going to talk about it. So if anybody hasn't watched it, I'd say don't go to the cinema to watch it, though. I don't think it's very... Well, the amount that I paid to go for it, I felt a bit cheated with how much it was and like getting the popcorn and the drinks and stuff.
Oh, mate, make no mistake.
You bought a fucking mattress.
Who bought me a mattress?
You got another mattress coming, Fraser?
That would be nice.
100
yen street.
I should have waited until it was on like Amazon Prime or something. At least to buy or rent.
June's on a rental on something for $4.99 now already. That was like 16, 20 quid the other week, and all What's of a sudden that? It's a fiver, June.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think I'm done with the cinema now. Like,
they're trying to make their money back, do you think, from like having 2 years of not making any fucking money at all?
But just not being able to pause it to go for a piss. Like,
it's such an old fart.
But it, like, even the seats, I don't know, I was uncomfortable for sitting for 2 hours and a bit. And maybe that's just me.
Here's your old man. Yeah. Stop your moaning. I'm just going to go for it. Speaking of peas, I'm just going to go pee. You can talk about your next movie. I'll be back in a second.
So I've watched Shang-Chi on Disney Plus.
This is not a rental job. This is included.
This was included. Yeah, this is on Disney Plus. I enjoyed as well. I don't think you need to know anything about the Marvel Universe.
I think this is actually separate from everything. No, it's not, is it? I think it's got. Isn't there something to do with Doctor Strange or something in this?
It's kind of like a side story Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings or something, and it's like it doesn't tie into anything else, or it might do, I forgot, with the Marvel stuff, but enjoyed that. If you got Disney Plus, definitely watch it. I wasn't gonna watch it, but the missus was like, let's put this on, and I did, and I was quite happy that we did in the end. And while I was off, I watched The Book of Boba Fett, the whole thing. I think there were 7 episodes in total released. Because I like The Mandalorian, I watched both series of The Mandalorian. And The Book of Boba Fett has a lot of Mandalorian in that I wasn't expecting. Yeah, a little bit.
You didn't fucking know that by now anyway.
I liked Boba Fett. I think
not enough Boba Fett.
Not enough Boba Fett.
I haven't seen it. I'm just reading between the lines on what I see on Twitter, but yeah, it sounded like the Book of Boba Fett didn't actually have much Boba Fett in it.
There's no books in it either. Absolutely zero books.
What a load of bollocks.
I saw the end of it. Did you watch all of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we finished watching it.
You said it was shit. You were the first impressions you had was they'd fucking ruined Star Wars, I seem to recall.
I think that's not exactly the way I put it.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you said.
Some bits that are really bad, actually. The things that I didn't enjoy were the mods that they were helping.
They were dreadful.
They were fucking just stupid.
Why would you put mods from like the actual fucking 60s in a film that's based in a galaxy far away a long time ago?
Stupid multicolored scooters.
Yeah, awful.
It was so bad. Like that part of it kind of did ruin every single scene that they were in. The actors were terrible.
The scenes where they were riding after people and stuff like that were just
so shit. It was so blatantly doing like 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like,
or on the back of a trailer.
They just didn't look intimidating at all.
The CGI was bad. The stupid bikes, the characters were terrible.
Did they have wheels on these bikes?
No.
They're like speeder bike technology.
So they had fucking like floating bikes in Star Wars. Why are they
If you see them, you'll just know what we mean. They look like they're riding fucking vacuum cleaners or something. it looks so bad.
That was the single worst thing about the Boba Fett, and it very nearly did ruin it completely for me.
I've got to say, you see, like there is an element of it. I've started to warm up a bit to the fact that Boba Fett is this like crime lord sort of,
yeah,
you know,
he's replaced Jabba the Hutt. Is that the idea?
Yeah, he's taken over Jabba the Hutt's territory, right? So I like that sort of thing that's going on.
Yeah,
but it's
kind of like him settling down. It's like, well, I'm
yeah, that I started to feel a bit idiots. Better with yeah. But then there was just loads of other stuff that was just, yeah. And then the Mandalorian, oops, spoilers, the Mandalorian turns up.
Yeah.
And then it's great again, right? So
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So it was basically Mandalorian season 3, was it? Or season 2.5?
It was basically they've shoehorned a bit of Mandalorian in there to resolve the fact that they can just start the Mandalorian again from where everybody was enjoying it before, e.g. him and Baby Yoda exploring the galaxy.
I haven't watched season two. I won't be because I ain't got Disney anymore. So.
Oh, the problem. Oh, well, I'm not going to do any spoilers, but you know what I mean when I say that. Like now they can just start fresh where the guy and the you know, big guy and the little guy have their adventures around the galaxy in their, you know, new spacecraft. They can go anywhere they want. And
yeah. Because they, I don't want to.
Here's the other. Here's the thing. Go on.
I'll basically know by the end of this 10-minute conversation, I'm going to know exactly what the fuck's going on, aren't I?
So, yeah, like
yeah, the spoiler
Mandalorian.
Warnings.
The Mandalorian in Boba Fett, yeah, as Fraser said, is setting up season 3 of the Mandalorian.
Yeah. But not for really anything in particular, just for their adventures, right? You know, it's just
So it's.
They're not going to get bogged down.
Is Baby Yoda any older now?
No, but he's much
more. Is he like toddler Yoda?
It's not Yoda. It's Grogan. What's his name?
Grogu.
Grogu.
Is that not what he is? A race? Is that his race?
I don't know.
Grogu.
No, that's his name.
But here's the thing anyway that I...
Who gave him his name?
Mando did, didn't he?
No, I think the Jedi that they meet. That's his name.
Okay.
Because
Mando's not Mando.
A bit like the Queen when she knights someone.
So the lady who, Fennec Chang, is it? Fennec Chang, who's with Boba Fett? She's 58. Did you know that?
Is she really?
She is doing very all right for that age. Yeah,
she was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah? Is that right?
I do know that she played Chun-Li in the Street Fighter movie.
Ooh.
So that was back in 94, 95 with Kylie Minogue and Jean-Claude Van Damme. God.
That was horrendous.
She was hot.
What's his name? Raul
Julia. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, is that good? Oh, blink cameras. What's that? You've still got some more.
Oh, yeah.
He has 2 weeks off. He thinks we get two weeks worth of shit.
So before I was unwell, I was in the process of installing, don't know if you can see that, some blink cameras.
I know who can't see that, Dave. The people listening on the fucking audio podcast that we do.
I always forget we're doing an audio podcast as well. So I bought some blink cameras.
How can you forget that?
Oh, my God. It's because you're in front of me. I can see the cameras and I'm talking to you like you now. I'm so used to video conferencing calls now. Blink is a camera, is a company owned by Amazon, much like Ring. Although they serve different purposes. Ring is a more like a doorbell sort of direct interaction.
Yep. You told us all about the cameras before.
Did I? Oh. So I installed them. And I think I shared a picture on WhatsApp.
Did you get video of your neighbor's fence falling over?
No. No, I actually turned them off on that day because it was so windy. I kept on setting them off because all the fucking trees were going, and I kept on like removing bits. That
perfect day to go burgling, is that what you're saying? Yeah. Like when it's fucking blowing like 80 mile an hour winds and burgle some houses, everyone's turned their cameras off.
Don't need to. You just sort of wait in your garden and just grab bits as they come, floating over.
Mind that aerial.
Yeah. I had installed all of them, set them up. I've integrated it with If This Then That, so that the cameras turn on when automatically arm when I leave the house. I set them on a schedule. It's a bit of a setup, and it's working really well. I get a notification on my phone when any motion's detected. Hence why I switched them off when it was all windy.
I can't believe you bought security cameras and switched them off.
Well, they kept on getting set off like all the time.
At what point
are
you getting? How many notifications do you get?
I'm down to like a couple of day, and it's when they
need. They're only on for an hour.
The idea is you. Like they don't unless they detect the movement that you need to detect. So it's good. More for not deterrence, but it's when the shed's up as well. So I'm gonna sort of position them so that if the missus is coming up to the door,
you can turn the porn off quick.
Okay.
If this camera goes off, shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
If wife approaches shed, then shut down that.
It's good. Well, I got it on a deal, and I'm happy with the results. And that's it. That's 2 weeks of random updates. Not even gaming.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's get on to what we've been playing then. We'll just go in order again, I think, is probably the easiest way. Neil, you want to go first?
Okay. Right. I'm still playing Halo almost every day, just jumping in for a game or two. Just jump in for a round or two, maybe three or four, depending on how I'm feeling and what else I'm doing. It's still good. There's nothing event-wise going on. I just jump in, shoot some people. And then I'm chipping away every now and again at Nobody Saves the World. Not really got much to say other than it's all right. And I've not played loads, but I play every few days to just carry on the quests. And it's pretty good at chucking in like quests for you to constantly give you little things to do and drive you through the story, whatever there is of that. And then I checked out The Gunk, which is a Game Pass game. I don't know if Pilch has tried this. I assume he has, because he's normally tried everything. Can't remember him saying much about it. It was a third-person game where there's like two of you in a spaceship. Sisters, I think. And you're basically, I don't know, trying to earn some cash to pay something off, or blah, 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 whatever the story is, don't really care. But you land on this planet to try and find some resources or whatever. There's some weird radio signals or something. So you go down there, and one of you's fixing the ship while you, the other person in control, you fuck off and you go and explore. There's no guns yet. There are enemies. But you need to be, you've got like a, almost like a Hoover on your arm, which you can suck in the enemies and then fucking launch them. It's a bit like a gravity gun in a way, I guess. And what you discover on this planet is it's, like these areas are all a bit like where the radio signal shit or whatever. and then there's just this like blob looking shit, lumps of it everywhere, and if you hoover it up, they decide to call it the gunk, hence the name. But you hoover a load of it up in an area, and it kind of transforms back to the natural habitat, and all the colours return, and all the fucking flowers and shit are all back, and it's all colourful. And you may be able to then progress to a place that you couldn't, because it was blocked by all this shit. It's all right. I don't know how much more I'll play of it. It was okay for a change of pace. When I was not feeling too good, I was just like, just fucking play something that wasn't too taxing.
It's nice, from what I can
see
of it.
Yeah,
it's colourful. Yeah. Like I say, well, once you remove all the shit, it's colourful. It controls nice. There's nothing wrong with it. There's a bit of puzzle solving, like you have to hoover something up to then chuck it somewhere else, and it will create a new platform for you to be able to get to a new place that you couldn't get to before. And it's all right. So I might go back to it. I might never play it again. But it's a Game Pass game. It's one of those, isn't it? Like, if it grabs you, it grabs you. And if it doesn't, you haven't really lost anything. So, but
yeah, it's single player,
it's definitely worth
it?
Yeah, well, so, as far as I can tell, it's only single player. Yeah. It could, I don't know if there is any co-op in there. Can't remember what it said now. But, I might go back to it. As I'm starting to talk about it, I might actually go back to play a bit, but it might be a while before I play it again. Because I started a new game on Thursday. Because obviously I was playing Sekiro for a while, wasn't I? Finding it extremely hard. So I kind of stopped playing it because it was just really almost depressing how fucking hard it was. So I started Dark Souls 2. Because that's obviously not hard.
Latin for punishment, aren't you?
Well, I don't know, really. I'm finding this one a lot easier. I don't know why. Maybe it was just how punishing Sekiro was going back to Dark Souls. It feels fucking easy.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Plus, I like could put in, like, I don't know, fucking 200 hours between 1 and 3. I kind of got used to the mechanics. So it is different. Like, each game is different. And they chuck in some, like, different way. You do this, you do the whole collecting of souls and the leveling up and all that. But they change some of the attributes. They change the way you transform into a human and things like that through each game. So each game's different. And this is the one of the three Dark Souls games that people kind of say is the least good one. I wouldn't say the worst one. I quite like it. I don't know. I'm finding it like I'm not really having to be looking at the guide, because the thing is at the minute, all the servers are off. So you're literally playing it solo. This is my single player game from John's question, by the way, because obviously I can't play online at the minute. So it's basically
why is it off?
Because they found like an exploit in the code where someone, a nefarious character maybe, could run some code through the
game, right?
And it would be able, they would literally be able to open Windows PowerShell on your computer and basically do whatever they fucking wanted to your computer. So, bit of a serious exploit in the code. So
is that all the games?
All 1, 2, and 3 on PC are all offline at the moment. So every time I load the game, it tries to connect to servers and I have to wait like a minute for it to go, there's no servers. And then go offline. I'm sure there's a thing I could put on Steam probably to avoid that. But yeah, I'm really enjoying this one. I feel like I've made loads of progression without having to look stuff up. Maybe it's just because I've played loads of Dark Souls now that I kind of just got used to the systems. Even like I say, they are different. But I don't feel like I've struggled at any point like I have in the others. What I have done this time, which is I don't really feel like I did before, is try and maintain my human form a lot more. Because there's no online, like all of the summoning you can do, you need to be in human form. But there's no risk of them getting invaded either by real people now because they're offline. So I can just run around in human form, not fucking stressing that some fucking super twat is going to come in and just kick me ass. And I'll be like, you bastard. I was in the middle of doing something. So I could just quite happily plow on with whatever I'm doing without that stress of at any moment some twat could come in and kick my ass. And I'd be like, fuck.
And you not choose to have that sort of game anyway.
You can do that anyway. You can play offline in the other games, but you lose, like, normally, obviously, you can, like, summon friendlies to help you with the bosses, and they can be real people.
Right.
Whereas when you're playing offline, you can usually summon an NPC to come and help you, but sometimes they're just fucking useless.
Right.
And they just get their ass kicked within, like, 10 seconds. You're like, great, now I've got to kick this boss all on my own. But what I've found in two so far is that they are actually really helpful in terms of just taking the focus of the baddie, the big boss, away from you. So you can just, like, if you get hit, you can fuck off and get healed up and then come back in and do some damage while they're taking the attention of the boss. Whereas, like, there was a few boss fights in one, I think, was it? But in fact, one and three, I think, where you summoned an NPC and literally within about 10 seconds they were dead and you're like... Fuck. It's now really fucking hard because, like, there were two-stage boss fights and that stuff. And I'm still relatively early, but I've only been playing it since Thursday, and I think I've smashed in, like, 15 hours in 3 days. it doesn't feel... It's just... Yeah, but I feel like I'm actually progressing all the time, and I'm not having to look at a guide about where to go. I'm just going... Yeah. And beating bosses without any real stress. But yeah, actually really enjoying this one. And I know maybe it's not for everyone, but I feel like you should all try one. At least one.
Maybe tried two, one. I don't know. Hated it. Well, I tried two. I tried, yeah. No, not for me.
I feel like I have been leveling. There's been way less, like, cheap deaths for me this time. Like, that's a couple of times where I've, like, fucking jumped off a platform and gone, oh, fuck. But I know that it's my fault. And if I have fucked up, I found it relatively easy to get back to the point where I dropped my souls and get them back before I fucking die again.
So it's just an inconvenience.
Yeah, exactly. It's become more of an inconvenience than an absolute fucking ball ache. But maybe I just got good. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, Sekiro was so fucking hard. It's amazing. And if you can get with the mechanics of it, I'm sure it's extremely rewarding, but I just could not click with it at all. So I paid 25 quid for Sekiro. I'm not sure I'll play it again because it's too fucking hard.
Did you finish
I got 10 hours into Sekiro, and I've done like in 3 days, I've played more Dark Souls 2 than I have of Sekiro in like 3 weeks. So
can't tell you a little bit there.
I just fucking think it's great too. And like I say, this is the one that people say is not good, but I don't find it a problem at all. I think it's good. And I started as a swordsman, so I had high dexterity and strength, but okay, like, health. Whereas I've never really started as a magician or cleric character with, like, spells. I've always gone with, like, a melee character. Or, like, the good thing with, like, a high dexterity character is you're pretty handy with the bows as well, so you can do some ranged combat, make your life a little bit easier, weaken things up before you go in. But I found a lot less cheap tricks so far. But maybe that's what people don't like about it. I don't know. They don't like that it's not actually fucking handed your ass to you, like, multiple times. Like I say, I was watching that stream of Elden Ring earlier. This guy was just getting absolutely brutally murdered over and over and over again. But yeah, I don't know if I'll get it done before Friday. I would like to, but depends on when I go back to work. thoroughly recommended again for me.
Cool.
Okay. That it?
That is it.
Okay. I will go next. PUBG, we've been playing loads of back. PUBG is back with a vengeance. Not much change from last week. I am enjoying the time I'm playing PUBG. Squads is winding the shit out of me. I lost the plot on Saturday or Friday. I can't remember where it was, when four of us landed, and we were playing with my son, and he just went, he knew there was a player in a building, and he just stormed off into the building. It was like, don't go in the building on your own. Don't go in the building on your own. Lo and behold, he got killed, and like, you can't, you know, you got to go try and save him or he's dead. And then we go in and we get killed and it's game over. And you're just like, well, it's just annoying, right? It's just lost.
Depends how much time you've wasted.
So I came up with a new phrase, which is, if you're going to go YOLO, play solo. That was what I came up with. squads. Like I said before, squads, I need to find my happy place with squads. And I'm not exactly sure where it is, because I still think there's, you know, to win it squads, you cannot afford to lose players. You cannot afford, you know, you win by getting to the end. You know, if it's a hard game.
You play the long game, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard game. So you need four people who are like focused. If, you know, two people are off chasing butterflies, then it doesn't help, or one person is gone mental. But anyway, it's still fun. We played a lot of duos, with Arnie, which was fantastic. We were just wrecking fools. I think we won 7 out of 8 games.
Did you really?
We played the other night. Yeah. And still PUBG is still great. So come and join us if you want. Oh, we played Customs last night, didn't we?
All of us
played last night. That was good fun.
I couldn't get out of it. For after an hour, I was just fucked. I was like, oh, I can't be doing this anymore.
Well, it's late for you guys. I don't know how you guys stay up that late. Like,
my sleep was all over the place though the last few days. So
yeah, I don't doubt it, right? So yeah, you guys did well.
I didn't mean to stay up. It was 3 o'clock in the morning by the time I went to bed. Yeah, but it was. I started. I think about 12. I was like, yeah, I'll just jump on. And then because I hadn't played it in so long, I had to do training missions, and you guys were waiting around. I was like, okay, quickly do a training match, and went through all that, I'll have a couple of games, and then. Like 5, 6, 7 games later, I was like, "Shit, it's late now."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You have a game. A game can be half an hour easy. So, but yeah, we found a sweet mode. We were playing the smallest map with 6 of us. It was good.
Yeah, it was
good, and it was a good number to have because you could play. We could do 6 solos, or 3 teams of 2, and then I think we finished on a 2 teams of 3. I realized when I went to bed last night, I had completely thought we were fighting 2 teams of 2. I didn't even realize I was fighting 1 team of 3. So that's how tired I was getting.
That must have been about 9 o'clock for you?
It was 10 o'clock. It was late.
10 o'clock.
Jeez. Mate, I was so tired. It's Friday night. PUBG remains to a lot of fun. I'll come to Back for Blood at the end. And so Death's Door, yesterday with my lack of internet, I decided to start playing Death's Door. A part of me thought I could feel myself close to just not going back to it. I didn't feel like I wanted to. And then yesterday I was sort of forced to because I needed to play an offline game at some point. And so I just fired it up. And what I did was, instead of forging ahead with getting to the next thing, I went back to all the places I'd already been. Because by now I have the 4th ability. Try not to spoil it, but you get abilities as you progress, right? And then you...
Is it like top? So I'm just trying to... Is it like a top-down...
Sort of like... quite top-down, from the side down.
Oh, it's from Devolver. Right, okay, yeah, I can see it now.
I played a bit of it, I forgot about that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I went and started it on the Xbox Game Pass version. I was like, yeah, this game's fucking great.
It is. So yeah, so rather than forging on with the story, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go back. So I went back to all the places I already visited and had a good old stoner walk around all these places, right? With all the abilities, well, now I could access different areas, and I was fine, and I was actively looking for hidden areas or whatnot, and starting to find all the.
How many health points you got now?
Probably 3.
No, 4. Start with 4.
Oh, sorry, health points. I've got an extra one now, 5, and I've got an extra magic slot too, I think, or a bow slot or bow.
Hit points, I think.
Yeah, I don't know whatever the fuck it is. So I found tons of stuff. And then there's some doors which take you to these big knights that beat the shit out of you, right? And I think last week I said I went into one of them and he just caned me. And I just went, nope, that, obviously I am not meant to be fighting this guy quite yet. But it actually turns out that, again, if you're patient and they're not massively complicated fights, but you have to be patient and go in, get a couple of jabs in, scoot away, go back in, grab a couple of jabs, wait while they change something around, you know, or run before they do a super attack. And I just killed one of them. And I was like, okay. So I went back to all the places where I knew the knights were, and I scooped up three of those knights. So I finished the knights. Oh, I made notes. You guys are proud of me. I made notes. I'm glad I made notes. I was killing the large knights. So that was good. So I have made some really good progress. But there was one bit, you know, when you finish a main level and then you go back to the hub world and there's the chest looking at you and you're looking at the chest and then it suddenly the chest opens and it has teeth and whatever and it chomps you up. And you're supposed to do a big boss fight, right, against this. Yeah. But I noticed just before I went into one of these boss fights, I didn't ever noticed it before, but the crow, he starts limbering up before he goes in for the fight. He starts doing all these all these stretches as if to say, come on then, let's go for it. And I was just like, that is just great. You could, these little tiny things they put in, it's so polished. And so, I'm falling in love with that. Well, he's not a crow, is he? Is he a raven?
Yeah, he's a crow.
Is he a crow?
Yeah, I'm sure he's a crow.
I just think he's awesome. It's brilliant. I'm experimenting with new weapons now
You can switch up between in your combat now. You can flick around and fucking change
I have some green blades now or whatever, which seem to do a lot of furious damage. But like they have a slight, you can look, you can see the stats on them. They have like a slightly lower reach. And rather than they do like 0.8 or whatever damage, 6 swings per second or so, whatever. So it's pretty interesting. You can go in and see all that sort of stuff, but it's not so deep that it's like really a big deal. I think you can just whatever you're comfortable with. You're still
going
to get
an achievement for going through the whole game with an umbrella.
I have the umbrella.
Yeah, well, you know, if you've used other weapons, you're fucked anyway. So
I don't want to ever use the umbrella. And it looks like that would be very much hard work. That's great. Hopefully I can get back on that. I'd really like to get her done because I want to play this Nobody Saves the World next.
Are you playing it on Xbox, are you?
Yeah, I'm playing it on PC. I did.
It's on Game Pass.
I did load it up onto my Xbox One, which it seems to run okay-ish, but it didn't carry any of my save over, which is a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Back for Blood. Should we talk about Back for Blood now?
Yeah.
You're done. Dave, did you come in? Did you play with us last week?
I think we started a new run as well, didn't we?
I think we started running. It was Neil who didn't come in to play on this. Yes. Is that right?
Sunday.
I don't remember.
Sunday.
I was fucking probably busy decorating or something.
Yeah, I think you were pretty busy. So the point anyway of why last week was important was because they had a double supply points weekend. So any of the experience, because we're trying to get these cards, or at least I am, is desperate to get these cards. So over the weekend, I played enough to get enough supply points to buy the cards. So I am ready with the amped up card and the On Your Mark card. And we know
the combination of those two makes your weapon ridiculous.
Well, yeah, when you get a horde called, it'll give you 25%, the whole team, 25% temporary health and 15% ammo boost and improvements in speed and stuff, but they stack. So if we can get another person, then every time we get a horde called or scare the birds or whatever it is, then if two people are running those combos, you get 50, everyone would get 58% extra health and 30% extra free ammo, right? Yep. So basically, we should be getting to a point, you know, over the next couple of weeks where we are ready to properly focus on doing a run. So we're keeping at it. I started building a new build, so I have enough cards now from getting those other cards where I was able to now focus on a completely different sort of build. So I put a build together that was focused around shot. No, I can't remember. I think it was shotguns. Anyway,
I think it's shotguns. Yeah, I saw something on the Discord in the
posted a video about the Belgian, which is the
there is
double
that
barrel
too.
Sword off, which
yeah,
which fires again both at the same time, doesn't it?
Yeah, which is just again back to the what you can really achieve if you start focusing on your builds. Anyway, that's something we've talked about all the time. And I think John Mouse said he's loading up the game. He's going to come in. Oh, we played with Lord.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Yeah. So that was great. Lord went through and played a few games. So yeah, we're going to play more
he's
of that.
He's actually finished it, I think, hasn't he? I think he's actually finished it.
I don't.
Oh, he's definitely got to the
last.
Did
he say he finished it? I can't remember.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to playing some more of that. Tomorrow is Back for Blood Day. Sunday is Back for Blood Day. So hopefully get a good session of that in at some point. And then I think that's me done, isn't it? I'm moving my notes around here. I'm done. Then now we're on to Dave.
Cool. So I started, first time I've played Super Mario Galaxy on the Switch. And I love it. It's an amazing game. It's like came out in 2007. When I first started playing it, I couldn't play it because it made me feel sick because I was still unwell. And I couldn't, the movement of going around the planets made me feel so ill.
Yeah, you have to wrap your head around that a little bit. It's pretty jarring.
So, So after I got a bit better, I picked it up again. I've not completed it, but I've got about 60 stars. I could probably sort of make my way to the end game, but I'm just enjoying going to the different worlds and doing as many of the stars as possible, and all the challenges, all the challenge comments on the worlds. Love it. There's a few worlds that are a bit crap, like the water one, maybe the ice one I didn't like, but the rest, I love them.
I think that's it. It's not so much that they're crap ones, it's just there's such a selection of, this is the same with all Mario games, right? There's such a selection of the different types of games. Like there's one they do in that it's not about them being crap, it's about like personal preference, right? Because there's one in one of the Super Mario games where every time you jump, the platform switches from blue to red. And if you jump again, it switches from red to blue and all that. Like, I love those levels to death, right? But I could totally imagine there's a lot of people who hate them.
Mm. Yeah. It was, I think the water one, I don't enjoy the swimming. I didn't feel like I had complete control on the swimming. And the ice ones, the movement, you slide around and you don't feel you've got 100% control of the character. And you don't. You know, that's the point, but I don't.
How did it work on the Switch? Because obviously this is a Wii game.
This is a Wii game, yes.
You had a nunchuck and a thing. You had to use a nunchuck, didn't you, I think, and a remote.
Yeah, but the only thing they did on the Wii...
You had to wiggle it to make him spin or something.
I think you could do that, right? But there wasn't really a point or anything like that. You could always see it was going to be...
There's one pointer... part on it on the game, and actually I did mean to talk about this, is that there's stars that you can use to move Mario between worlds, and there was one or two levels that you need to navigate between the stars, and when you was on the Wii you would have pointed with your nunchuck and moved the character. On the Switch I was playing it in portable mode, I was using my finger to press the stars, which made me not see the screen because I was using my finger and it was a bit difficult. I'm guessing when you're not playing it in portable mode you can use the controller because one of the controllers has a infrared part in it, but I don't know if you can use it like the nunchuck and Wii. I don't know.
I think I'd assume so because that's the whole point with the Switch ones. They've basically got, you could use them as if they were just disconnected now.
Right. So I don't know. I didn't try that, but when I was playing portable, I was pressing on the screen to do those and navigate those. But it's really good. And I do want to complete it. Apparently, if you complete it once, then you can choose Luigi to play it and then go through it again and basically finish it properly. Right. But I probably won't do that. But I definitely want to.
It's a great dose of Mario, man. If you haven't played that before, you're absolutely in for a treat. The music is tremendous as well. Yeah. It's really it's all that. It's what Nintendo does best. That.
But from what I've heard, is that Mario Galaxy 2 is better.
Yeah, it
improves massively. On that, it's so because there's one or two bits in. I did notice that. If you position Mario in specific parts on spheroids, as spherical bits, like it doesn't matter what way you try and do, it just goes around in circles. It just doesn't understand the geometry and how, like, the movement of Mario navigates around it. And I've got stuck once or twice, and you've got to like jump and then glide like outside of the radius. Just a little bit, just to get out of this very specific part on this one. Like that was one thing. But I want to do this, and I don't think Galaxy 2 is available on the Switch, but
it will be at some point.
Yeah.
When they do the Nintendo Wii Online store bollocks.
Yeah. But massively enjoyed that. So I don't know. I don't like the look of Sunshine. Like, I don't know if anybody else has played it.
RPG Sunshine or something?
It's another Mario game, but it's got it's so heavily influenced by the water mechanic that it becomes its own game. I think something like Super Mario Galaxy and the last sort of couple of Super Mario games, Odyssey and whatever, they've been very different games, but they're still deep rooted in this similar play styles. Like pretty much you're jumping around and you got to go find shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Galaxy just added some really, really different things that were, I think, a bit polarizing for some. I enjoyed it. I think it was fantastic? Different. It's definitely different. Did I think it was fantastic? I'm not so sure about that, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's some really good platforming, and it does that trick where it turns the level into a two-dimensional and it orientates the camera, so it's a 2D Mario, and you're platforming on a 2D plane, and then it switches back to a 3D once you get past specific areas, and it's got some really good mechanics. Like looking back, like I think as the fact that it was done in 2007, it really, really cool, really clever. I just wasn't playing Nintendo games at that time, but it's good. I've been playing a bit more Call of Duty Warzone over the last few days, just picking it up. I haven't actually been playing Warzone. I've been playing the team deathmatch, like 40 versus 40. I think that's the numbers.
Okay.
Which they've got going in Warzone at the moment. You don't have to think. You just point and shoot. Really?
You're saying that 40 random people versus 40 random people isn't an organized military exercise? it's me telling I can't handle four people in a squad of PUBG.
No, it's not. There's some of the maps that have got planes on them.
I wonder where they got that idea.
But I've been in them and I've got next to no control, so I don't think you can actually.
Flyable planes.
Flyable planes, yeah, no.
Right.
But yeah, it's fun. It's just a stupid. Obviously I've been playing PUBG, played that last night, and I've been playing a lot of Dicey Dungeons. I think
I played that.
And you played that. I've got through.
I don't think it's a Pilch game.
No,
I think you tried it.
Pilch doesn't like games. I don't know why he's on the good game.
I've played through five of the six characters. I've got through three or four of the sort of challenge games with one of the characters, the engineer. Really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's I don't know how to best describe it. I think
it's just another sort of something like a Slay the Spire light, you know.
Yeah, you know, you roll the dice, you use your dice.
Like dice instead of cards, I see.
Yeah.
There's dice, there's cards, there's hit points. Can you play the correct powers that you have, which cost dice rolls?
Yeah.
At the same time, you're at the mercy of the dice rolls too, which is a little bit of RNGesus.
Yeah.
So instead of having a set number of action points every round, you have to roll a die.
Yeah, so you might get something. You might set yourself up. You basically set yourself up before you go into each battle with cards, sort of things, or abilities, right?
Abilities, yeah. You get an ability slot.
Yeah, and one of them might be deal 4 damage, but you can only get that if you roll
above a 3,
2, or above a 3, or whatever. Like, there are conditions for each card.
Yeah,
and so. Yeah. You try and balance which cards you have to make best use of every available point. But there's debuffs and buffs and
It's like healing and damage and combining cards and then there's you play through the first character, and then doesn't matter how you do, you unlock the second one and third one and fourth one, and then once you win. Because you go through 5 levels of, I think there's 3 enemies per level, and then you get the ability to upgrade or buy new cards upgrade them. Because when you upgrade them, you can take some of the conditions off or make cards reusable. And then you get to the end, and once you finish a level, you can then do the run again with the same character, but you have like permanent conditions, like any roll, like you might lose a dice. There's a 50% chance of losing a dice, or your weapon always breaks after a match, or lots of different conditions and stuff like that. But I've just been enjoying that, playing through.
It strikes me that that should be available on an app, on an iPad or something.
I'm surprised it's not.
I'd be very surprised if it
isn't. It's not.
How would you monetize it, though? Would that just be a pay for it?
Pay for it, yeah.
I would pay for this on my iPad, for sure. I think that's where it would suit me most to have it.
Or if it was in Apple Arcade.
But I'm not subscribed to that.
Yeah. I could see it as an iPad game.
It's on Game Pass. It's worth a try.
It's on Game Pass. Yeah.
Because some of the games on your phone, through Game Pass, allow you to literally play it like you're playing on a tablet. Like, you use touchscreen controls. I can't remember what game I was playing. Instead of having on-screen joypads, it was literally it's Football Manager. Football Manager, you can literally use it like a touchscreen.
Oh, okay.
So you can cloud stream Football Manager through Game Pass onto your phone and play it just by touching the screen on each thing. I was like, that's actually pretty cool.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
And a bit dangerous.
Yeah. what else? Back for Blood. Yeah, we spoke about that. I also played, probably about half hour today of a game that was on Game Pass called The Anacrusis.
I played Anacrusis.
A bit of
this. This was the one that you were trying to get us to play, weren't you?
It's definitely co-op. I played it.
Yeah, I think the veteran gamers were talking about it as well. I can't remember Stu or somebody.
Yeah, I think Stu probably tried it.
It's the game on Game Pass is the Anacrusis game preview.
Yeah.
So it's early access. It's not a finished game, and it doesn't feel like a finished game.
It's a bit like Back for Blood with aliens in the 60s.
Yeah.
On a spaceship.
With not so good graphics.
It's more sort of cell shaded, cartoony looking thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's definitely got a feeling of the 60s space sort of look and feel.
Kitsch.
Yeah. So that's right.
There was definitely nothing wrong with it, I didn't think, other than like there was a lack of content, obviously.
Yeah. I don't think the aliens, the baddies, look great. I don't think.
Have you played Rainbow Six Extraction?
It was okay. So I didn't realise Neil had played it already.
Mm. I thought it was alright, but I played it quite a while ago, and it's definitely had quite a few updates since I played it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. If I see anybody else playing it, I might, or if I shout out at people playing it, I might put some more time in, because I was just playing with randos, and you know.
I just played it on my own, I think, but I played it.
Did you?
Actually, it might have been randos. I can't remember if you can get bots in.
You can get bots in. But yeah, when I jumped in, I joined a game where I obviously replaced one of the bots in the game, and the bot was down. And so I was like, literally, like, all right, I've loaded in. I'm waiting for somebody to revive me. It's just like,
they're probably like, fuck the bot, let's go.
Yeah. Like, oh no, somebody. So, but no, they did come back and rescue me. But you do seem to get swarmed a lot in that one. They throw a lot of enemies at you. So I don't know. I think it could be a good game.
Yeah.
But it just needs a bit more tweaking, I think.
It's just a problem with games sometimes. They come out in like early access is definitely a thing on Steam. Mm. Like people know what they're getting into on Steam. And people deliberately choose not to get into things because it says early access.
Yeah.
But does everyone know what game preview really means on a Game Pass? When you're on a Game Pass, anyway, it's like, oh, it's a fucking game.
Yeah.
And then you just play it for like 10 minutes and half an hour and then go, never, ever go back to it. No. Because there's fucking like hundreds of games constantly coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. And they go, it's not finished. And then like,
is it going to get, like, it needs a big, when it is finished, then someone from Xbox needs to give it the, it's done now.
Yeah.
Why don't you come and try it? Otherwise, it will just fucking sit there not getting played.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd one.
And that's it. That's it from me this week. Well, this last 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I think that's the end then, which is perfect timing because I think I'm going to go have some dinner.
Nice.
But I'm glad that we snuck in a show. I think full credit to Neil for guilting me into that. I just... okay, Dave, do you want to take us out of here?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned to Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels which we upload and stream to regularly. Well, I say regularly as we can. And Neil is going to do the shout-outs from the Twitch.
Okay, so we've had Greasy Fish Lips in the chat, Lord, Baron von Glam, Mechanics, and they're the people who chatted. I am sorry if you've been lurking. I can't see you anymore.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, you two. Thanks to everyone who contributed by sending us questions and stuff like that. We appreciate it. We appreciate all everyone listening. Until next week, see you later.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.